Blog Talk Radio.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun, doo-doo-doo. Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Jay, are you there? Hi, everybody. This is Amy and Jay in the Wednesday afternoon episode of Psychics Gone Wild. And though is one of the aspects of Gone Wild is the our lineup changes frequently. And I am so excited to be sharing the airwaves with Jay in September. We had Jamie Reagan Sinclair, or Crystal Key. So before we get started, Jay, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about you and the work that you do?
Thank you, Amy. Well, first, I actually was getting a message for you. So I want to start with just giving you a little message, and it's kind of it must be kind of important. And so I want you to try to just clear your mind a little bit, and I want you to go back to a past life where you lived in Greece. And
okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to mute because I have a tendency to listen by talking, but I'm going to mute myself here so that I can listen clearly. Hold on.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I'm a channel, and I'm also clairvoyant, clairaudient. I have all the clairs. And today, when I was channeling, I got this message for Amy, and it's a past life message, but it's for today because there's something that she needs to do. In this past life, I saw Amy clearly, and they're confirming it now. It's the energy is coming back through again, that she was in Greece, and she was passed on the oracle energy and the crown. It was a crown, like a wreath kind of crown. And what they wanted me to say to her is that this oracle energy has been waiting for you to remove it from your heart and bring it forth now. Besides what you've been doing, this energy that you have is, wow, it's going to be a lot more powerful than you've been working at. Not that I'm not negating any of your work or anything like that, but it's something, it's going to be a resonant energy that's going to be, it's going to be a remembrance that's going to bring you and empower you to another whole level of exciting experience. And so I just needed to share that with Amy because we didn't get to talk before the show, but so I might as well have shared it on air.
Yeah, what a great way to open up the show, and I so appreciate it. And for the listeners, I think it's a couple things. First of all, it's why I'm so thrilled to have Jay, because he really is the real deal. But really the big takeaway I got from his message is so many of us develop our skills, and while we call it spirituality, for in a certain sense, it's entertainment. And we entertain ourselves with it. We're like, oh, wow, you know, we amuse ourselves or bemuse ourselves with this. But we are each given a, you know, and a lot of us hold back on our gifts, like, oh, I'm not ready yet. I haven't taken enough classes. I don't have the right letters behind my name. So-and-so is better. But each of us is, you know, comes here with a God-given gift that, it's not a gift that we're supposed to keep to ourselves. It's a purpose. And when we are given this information, I urge each of you, you know, lean into these gifts and lean into these, take heed of the messages and information that we're given, to use them to guide our paths and find our purpose. Because when we find our purpose, then we're really going to find happiness. So I'm so appreciative of the personal message, and it just truly resonates because I do dabble in this, which is nice in a way, because I'm not reliant upon this to generate my income. You know, I just get strong messages from my guides, and when I call into the different blog talk shows, you know, that you know, this is a, I'm on a mission. This isn't for my entertainment pleasure. I'm on a mission, and that, you know, the healing of the universe depends on each and every one of us, each and every one of us, and our special gifts. And like all gifts, we're supposed to share. We're supposed to share them. We're not just supposed to hoard them and keep them hidden and stuff them underneath the bed. And, you know, the future of humanity depends on it. And, you know, so it's really important. But I'm so appreciative. Okay, so tell everybody a little bit about you, because I'm not going to do you justice. The one big thing I remember is that is your beautiful music. And had I had some time, I would have had the introduction. We need to get some of your music on here. But anyway, tell the listeners a little bit about you.
The thing is, the reason why I'm doing the shows are because I have a new website, which is psychicradioreadings.com, and I am doing a bunch of, like, guest appearances. I did a radio show for over a year, and I did just readings for over a year, and I loved it, but it still is grueling, and I'm so glad that you're working the switchboard and that I get to just kind of sit back, relax, and do readings and possibly healing. I'm a healer. I'm actually, one of my strongest abilities is healing, and I've been gifted a bunch of information from, like, the fifth dimension. So on my website, I have a blog where the last 2 weeks I've discussed the higher chakras, 8 through 15 and 16 through 22, and actually connecting to that God source. And so in my practice and education and everything, I've learned so much. I've been gifted 3 different Reiki symbols that are just for Reiki master teachers, that are going to bring you to fifth dimensional Reiki energy transfer. It's from the 33rd dimension with the level goes to 144 dimensional expansion. But it's actually from the 33rd dimension. And so energy's been really moving through my hands and my body and everything like crazy for like the last year. And then just a few months ago, I was given this technique. It's called the Origin Healing Technique. And it's like an all-encompassing healing. It's a one-time healing where it really goes into the Akashic Records. It goes into your past life. It goes into your God source connection and your soul purpose connection. And like, I take people down into this room of light. It's called, you know, I call it a room of light because it's filled with this bright, bright, bright white light. And usually upon entering it, it's blinding. Not to me so much anymore because I've been there so many times now. But definitely to the people that I take there. And I've had some, I'm so honored to have helped some people with stuff that has haunted them on so many different levels, because sometimes what you, I find is, and because of my extensive history and studying, is that you take one thing and you really need this other thing. And then you take that thing and then you realize, oh, I need this too. So this kind of hones in all of these little things like chakra clearing and Akashic records and past life. I don't need to take you on a past life regression to correct what was wrong in your past life. I can correct in the room of light. I can. I don't do any of it, first off. I don't do any of the work myself. It's all done by the angelic realm or by my team, God team or team of light. So, but I am a facilitator, and I do speak a little bit of light language when I'm in there, so sometimes people find that, you know, disconcerting or weird, or because it's not, it's a vibrational language. It's not a language that you can articulate in human terms. But the remarkable and miraculous healings for women and men, too, I've done men, too. I've helped rape victims restore their goddess energy. I've helped, you know, people whose lives were just a shambles and brought them back into the balance and harmonic essence of oneness that they had got disconnected from because they chose contracts that were very difficult. Some of us chose really difficult contracts. I chose some difficult contracts too, but most of mine occurred in my childhood, which I'm so thankful that they're over. And so now I live a life of fun. And I say fun because it that is what our life should be. It should be fun, happiness. And sometimes I think with energy workers and healers is that, you know, we take our job so seriously, and I do take my job very, very seriously, but that we forget to have fun. We forget that this is actually, like you said, for to amuse us and entertain us into, wow, we are creators of reality. We create. We are of divinity, and we have that ability to be creators. And so as people step into those essences of their life that have been missing, it just brings around remarkable change. And I'm honored to do the work and humbled. I really feel like this is, like you said, it's a gift. And there was one more thing I wanted to say for you, Amy. I actually see that there's an oracle ball. There's a ball. It looks like a glass ball in your heart that you have to actually be bringing out. So, you know, you can work with your guides on that, and I know that they'll show you how. So that's everything that I'm ready to do readings because I love doing that too.
Wow. Wow. Thank you again for the information. And, it's interesting because Dr. Brian Weiss, who's, written a lot about past life regression, I guess he was on Katie Couric last week. Katie Couric's a skeptic. She's like, well, I'd like to believe, you know, but she just wants, you know, she's a reporter first and foremost. So, you know, she needs, some level of evidence that isn't present in spirit world, for me, the energy is just the energy. It's the same energy that runs the internet, runs the power, you know, runs the washer and dryer, is the same energy that we're connecting with when we connect with spirit. But past life regressions, and, you know, you don't even really need to go to a past life regressionist. You really can just meditate and, you know, and pay attention to the things that you resonate to. Pay attention to your fears, all of those things. Pay attention to, the things that trigger you, and they're going to be clues. And the thing about it, it's not like, oh, I was, you know, everyone, you know, I was on the Titanic, or I was Cleopatra, or something like that.
Right.
What it doesn't matter who you were. It matters what the circumstances were and what the lessons are and what the lessons are that remain remain undone. You know, we have one eternal life. You know, my eternity did not begin in 1957, and it's not going to end on the day that I take my last breath as Amy Kavanaugh. You know, eternity is, you know, timeless. You know, and it doesn't follow chronological time. Eternity is just all that ever was and all that will ever be. And the more that we can pay attention to those clues, it doesn't matter so much what our name was and whether we were famous or not famous. And it's not to build our egos. It's to strengthen our connection with our true self. So I'm certainly thrilled that all of these things are starting to get more and more mainstream media attention. It's just important for us, especially people who have a greater interest in this, to really speak the truth, because that's where healing really comes from. It's from the truth. So yeah. So the queue is packed to the gills. So let's get started. And we've got an awful lot of people here, so we're going to try to do
this.
I'm sorry. Question? What were you going to say? Mm-hmm. Yes.
How long is the show, actually?
This show is, now we have 45 minutes left.
Oh,
so,
yes.
That's why we're going to want to go quick.
Yes.
We're going to want to go quick. And for people who want a more in-depth reading,
yes.
Jay and I are going to be here every Wednesday. And today I don't have time to go over an hour. You know, I think that, it's going to be exciting having Jay. So, you know, perhaps next week when I have more time, I will schedule the show for a little bit longer because the time does fly. But for today, we're going to have to keep it to 1 hour. So if people will just ask one question and it's you and I can just sort of cut each other, you know, because it's hard when you're, you know, up in spirit where there is no time to keep track of the
blog
talk timer. So while the other one's doing, we won't be being rude. We're just going to be trying to reach as many callers as possible. So our first caller here is 631. 631, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. My name is Suzanne, and I'm going on a job interview tomorrow and a job interview Monday. Do you see me getting one of the jobs? I think I will.
Jay, I'm going to let you go first.
I'm getting yes, but Suzanne, I'm getting for you that you're in an unhealthy situation. Is that true?
What do you mean?
I'm unsure exactly what it is. They're saying that it's time that you're in a situation that it's time to leave that situation. That it's not good for you. It's not honoring you. You're not getting your not validating your true essence, or it is inhibiting you from in your throat chakra is where I'm seeing it, where you cannot voice your truth. Does that sound correct?
I'm not sure what it's relating to.
Okay. Do you have any discord in your life besides the employment right now?
I guess my ex-husband thinks he's the only parent and my son's living with him, and I'm hoping he can come back to me.
That, I think that might be where it is. It's a throat chakra thing is where I'm seeing it, and I feel like the communication, which is your truth or the truths that honor you, are either not coming forward correctly, or you're not displaying the information correctly, or it's not being heard correctly. So you might want to just focus on your communication skills for that. I do feel like employment's coming right around the corner for you. Because we're making it quick, I'm going to let Amy give her advice now.
Do you know which one it's going to be, the tomorrow's or Monday's?
I'm going to take over here. You're going to be offered both of them, and you're going to have to make a decision. That's what the mermaids are telling me.
I'm also getting, and I'm using angel and mermaid cards for to connect with the guide, since I'm also using the switchboard. But they also present this communication issue that Jay was bringing forth. And what I would urge you to do there is focus on, there's a new shot, you know, Jay was talking about there being, you know, we talk about there being the seven main chakras, but there's, you know, just many, many other chakras. And one of the new chakras is coming in, I don't want to say coming in, but people are talking about it, the turquoise chakra. And it's the chakra that is between your heart, and which is a green chakra, and your throat, which is a blue, hence the color turquoise. And it is a true, it's communicating from your heart. When you think of just the throat chakra and communication, we just got, if we don't think of them as a system and we just focus on them individually, you know, communication is just somebody who can speak, you know, who can speak eloquently, or can, you know, speak the turquoise, you know, is connecting the heart. It's like heartfelt communication, speaking your truth. And I think the guides, and this is why Jay, you know, answered a question other than the question that you actually asked, because he's bringing forth this information. They're really urging you to become empowered with the truth. You know, I know you're asking about the job, and the mermaids are telling me that you are going to get offered both of them, and you're going to have to make a decision, and that you're at a period right now where everything you touch will turn to gold as far as those sort of things. But in order to further empower you and protect you, really focus on this idea of truthful communication. Don't bite your tongue. Don't,
who
you know,
talking?
Speak evilly. Just in all of your communications, it's sounding a little bit like maybe this has to do primarily with the father of your son, but in all of your communication.
Well, he won't talk
you know,
for 11 years, so I can't talk to him.
Well, then, just in the communications you have about the, you know, just in all of your, that's, you know, if he won't talk to you, your ability to communicate is being, you know, or is being thwarted here. So I just urge you to know that you're protected. Heaven and nature is surrounding you with love and protection, and it is safe for you to speak your truth. It is safe for you to speak your truth. But to answer your specific question, you are going to be offered both of the jobs, and you're going to have to make a decision as to which one is better suited for you.
Oh, yeah, I know. I would like the one, but it has less hours. But I'm thinking maybe I can do something on the side, because it's just around the block. It's close.
Right. That's the part. Weigh out all the options. Don't just look at the financial, you know, just don't look at the dollars and cents of it. Look
yeah.
at which one is going to give you the better quality of life, because everything, you will be able to pick up other things, because you're in a period
yeah.
of prosperity. You're in a period of great prosperity and great manifestation right now. And the more that...
Do you think they'll have quickly to start the job? I mean, do you think it's going to start
yes.
quick one tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope so.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to go to the... Please call us back and let us know how it goes, or we can delve into some other things. Like I said, we have to move along, so we're going
okay.
to the next
how
caller,
I can speak the okay, I just don't know how I can speak
what?
The truth if he doesn't want to talk, though, but that's okay.
Well,
so,
you're just going to speak the truth in everything. You're empowered to speak the
right.
truth. You know, and just because you can't talk to him doesn't mean that you can't, that the truth, you know, he's shut down your ability to talk to him, but that does not mean that you can't, that you cannot speak the truth. You, they're encouraging and empowering and protecting you. So really just focus on speaking from your heart. Pretend your lips are in the middle of your heart.
and just speak from your heart, because you are protected and what you have to say matters. So, and
right.
we're going to go to the next caller, but please call us back. I hate to cut you short on something, you know, that's so like this, but we do have to keep this moving. And now we're to 832. 832, are you there?
Hi, how are y'all?
Great, great. How are you today?
Good, good. Well, my question revolved around romance. I was wondering, do you see a romance coming in for me? And maybe, I guess, if you can describe, I guess, on that area.
Okay, hold on 1 second here. Jay, you can go if you're, I'm just cleansing the energy from the cards.
Yeah.
And
I do feel like it's a romance is coming for you. I'm trying to get them to give me a time. Where do you actually live? Is that okay if I ask that?
Sure, sure. I live in Texas, in Austin.
Okay. And what was your first name?
Nitu, spelled N-I-T-U.
Okay. I'm kind of feeling that it's going to be around April of next year is a strong romance is going to be coming in. I feel like, are you... But I, you know, I like to answer the people's questions. So I think there, a romance is coming in. I think it's going to be about April. But for you, I feel like you're worried about your family or your loved ones. Are you having...
Mm-hmm. My mom was recently hospitalized. She was sick.
Okay. I want you to know that the angels are there with you and that put your faith in that... that she will recover and that things are going to be good for you. I feel like they're telling me that they're there protecting you and her, and so be in that energy, and she'll be getting better, okay?
Okay. Just real quick, so the romance, is it like an old romance or is it a new one? Because I just ended a different relationship. I don't know. Like, it was kind of abrupt ending, so I don't really know if that's where you're picking up on or...
I'll go on that part so that we can move
okay.
along, because the
okay,
cards
sure.
the cards that I pulled out, and I don't mean to be rude, we just have to, the cards your follow-up question explains why these cards were so odd. You, as far as romance goes, romance are, asking you to be cautious and, what I was sensing, but then, what I'm sensing is that this relationship that you say is over is not necessarily over, is not over. And this person is going to make many attempts to come back into your life. Now that you've mentioned mm-hmm. the situation with your mother and your health, because you are tired and overwhelmed and somewhat distracted with her situation, you're not going to be living a life where you're putting your own, you're not currently paying much attention to you. You're paying attention to everything else because there's an awful lot going on. So they're
right.
urging you to be cautious. While that's certainly going to be the most convenient and the easiest, because it's not going to involve having to go out and, you know, find someone, you
mm-hmm.
know, it's just going to kind of land in your lap. The situation is not going to change. It's just you're just prolonging something that is not in your best interest. And then the other
mm-hmm.
thing that was odd, even though it's playing a four card read, now have time to really go through it in, you know, time you would ordinarily spend. I do the cards electronically because my spirit guides
mm-hmm.
can, you know, better work with the internet than
right.
with my hands. I got two of the same card came up twice, and it's urging you to stay optimistic. You do have full plate right now, and
okay.
You're tired. And when we're tired, we tend to get a little depressed. You know, it's not depression.
Right.
Just recognize
no,
that what you're
right.
thinking is depression or unhappiness is just physical exhaustion. So
mm-hmm.
try to catch up on your sleep. But what's really important about this and the optimism is that you're really going to need to rely upon this optimism and recognizing that you're mm-hmm. you're tired right now. You're not in a position to make good decisions, so that you can open up yourself to the possibility of romantic involvement that, you know, is blessed,
right.
is blessed by the universe, because this mm-hmm. other thing is just going to be there and you're going to be tired and you'll be like, fine. But no, it's not fine. So
mm-hmm.
really try to remember that this only reason that this situation is appealing is because it's familiar and it's easy and it's right in your lap and you are tired. But to the extent
mm-hmm.
that you can, you know, engage in self-care and get rest and, you know, see the big picture, not just see your world's real small right now, see the big,
right.
you know, see the big picture, that is going to shift your energy and create a situation where the person that is intended for you can enter into your life. So be very, very cautious of
mm-hmm.
of any I'm not saying tell them to go, you know, you have your free will and you need to exercise it as you see fit. Just be very,
okay.
very, you know, be careful, because this, it's not over. So, you know, try to do things so that it is over.
Okay.
Such as, you know, that it is over. Such as, you know, just maybe journal about it, or just look at what was the lesson in this last relationship. You know, what was the
mm-hmm.
lesson in this last relationship, so that you will understand that the lesson is learned and it is time, and it's time to move on.
Right.
So that's what I'm
okay.
telling me. But please call
Alrighty.
Me back. I'm going to move along again. I don't mean to be so rude, but want to try to get to, because a lot of people have been holding for a long time. I want to get to as many people as possible. 512, are you there?
Hi, Amy J.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I had a interview last week, and I was wondering if I was going to hear from them for the second interview and get the job.
Can you say your first name and where you live?
Austin. Yvonne.
And what's your first name?
Yvonne.
Yvonne. And okay, she just went on a job interview. I have at this time that it's still undecided. You know, lots of times if it's in the bag or not in the bag, they tell me yes and no. But they said to me that they're still siphoning through stuff. So do you think there was a lot of people that applied?
No, I think she said there was four, but two of the people backed out.
Okay, well, I feel like they're still wavering on it. We can see what Amy gets.
Yeah, I'm getting, I mean, obviously they haven't made the decision because they have not called you yet, but my mermaids are telling me that you have gotten the job. It's an exciting new opportunity that's going to be here, right now. So remember that we can, we can speed up time by raising our vibration. So instead of spending time, you know, and of course this is natural to do, instead of spending time worrying or fretting about it or wonder if I got the job, it's a wonderful time to, practice the laws of attraction and truly raise your vibration and know that the universe does take care of you. And if this is the right job for you, they are going to, you know, so you'll speed up. It does speed up time, because time doesn't really exist, and we've just created time as a way to, you know, play out our free will. It's all sort of part of this grand experiment. So the mermaids are telling me that you have indeed gotten the job, but since it's not here right now, and, you know, Jay's information is equally valid. I think the real message here is that it's important for you to, shift your thinking about, this so that the time speeds up and the waves of prosperity that are, ready to shower
upon you can actually shower upon you. So I have a strong feeling that you have Common Dove, which doesn't mean I'm right and Jay's wrong, because Jay was saying something totally different. They have not made their decision yet. So they have not made the actual call. So this is perfect time for you to, again, speed up time by raising, by raising your vibrations, focusing on your heart. A great exercise, if you don't have time or don't have the proclivity to meditate, it's just if you can breathe in through your third eye and out through your heart, breathe in through your third eye, center of forehead, and out through your heart, that will raise your vibration. And trying to just make all of these fear, ego-based fear, silly things that all of us humans do, it'll make them just evaporate. And when those evaporate, time speeds up. So yes, that's what I'm getting here. So good luck, and please let us know. Call us back and let us know.
Okay. Thank you.
I didn't mean to cut her off. I'm just trying to go quick. The switchboard is pretty tricky. 814, are you there? 814. Okay, we'll try them back in a second. 215, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you today? How can we help?
Well, my father passed away on Sunday, and we had a difficult relationship, and I feel terrible because I haven't, I know he was a good father, a good provider. I feel really defective because I don't feel like I'm grieving properly.
Oh, I'm going to go first here, Jay. That is all natural. There is no order to grit. There's no, and I'm not even, because I've had a lot of difficult relationships and I've had a lot of people that I had difficult relationships with die. And especially when someone who we've had a difficult relationship with dies, it's very difficult because there's just a whole range of emotions that are not grief. There's regret, or there's disappointment, and what I urge you to do. I'm sorry. Pardon me?
I'm sorry. I'm feeling a lot of anger.
Right. That's natural too. Exactly. All of them are natural. All of them are natural. The only thing that I can say about grief is that we all go on our own path, and there's no rules, and all the books you read and the people who are supposedly professionals and things like that, nobody knows, because each relationship is different, and each and it's just a it's more intimate and it's more personal than, I would say that grieving is more intimate and personal than sex, believe it or not. And there's just so much. So just all I can say is that you're protected, and that anything, when people die, when my husband dies, I could sense immediately when he went through his life review, because he was an asshole. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on that blog talk, but he was mean. He was in an enormous amount of pain and had this very difficult life. And I tell you, once he went through his life review, I could sense it, and there was a difference in the relationship. And what I urge you to just contemplate is the idea that love really never dies, and the love of that we experience on Earth really isn't love. It's like Tang is to orange juice. That's all I can say. You know, it's unconditional love. People that have bodies comes with so many conditions, and your relationship is not over. And many of the things that you're maybe angry about because are going to heal over the course of time, and it will become possible to have an ongoing relationship that will heal many of the things that hurt right now.
And for you not to be angry would be for you to not speak your truth. And the most beautiful expression of love is the truth. And sometimes the truth is loud, and sometimes the truth is ugly. You know, the truth doesn't always have to look like a Hallmark card. So, and I also believe that since it has been so soon, you are going to go through a full range of emotions, and it's probably not immediate, but look for signs. And once a little more time has passed, you know, there are many, many very talented channelers, including Jay, who I'm going to, if I would shut up, he could speak. And they will be able to connect with your father. You will get answers to things, and you will get peace, and you will get all of the things that you are looking for. But for right now, you're really just going to have to honor your feelings, whatever those feelings are. Whatever those feelings are, honor right. them, because they are.
Okay. Hi. I just want to tell you that my feelings on what I've gotten, I think Amy's right on. There's my understanding, and, you know, I've done a lot of grief counseling, is that there's about 7 stages of grief. But what I, rather than thinking where you are or what you're doing or what you have to go through, I would rather you do this. Know that your father has gone on to a better place. We all go to back to that source space to evaluate and review and become that angelic or holy essence. A couple of things. I feel like you're trapped, but now instead of being trapped, this is a time for you for a new beginning. Let go of all the things that you think that your father did wrong. He just did what he did because he was your father and didn't know better. He didn't learn, you know, levels of enlightenment that brought you, you know, an angelic life. As parents, we try to do our best, but, you know, we're only human too. And if we had no foundation to work from, then we failed, you know, 1,000 ways. So forgive him is one thing that you need to do. And another thing that you need to do is you need to forgive yourself. You didn't cause any of the problems. They were experiences. These are what life is teaching you, is experience. And if you can, instead of grieving the loss of your father, celebrate that he has moved on to a higher spiritual level. And in that existence, he will grow more, he'll become more compassionate, or whatever, however you might think he failed as a human. But no one ever fails as a human. We just fail in experience. You know, so, and then we either relive the experience through karma, or we choose to come back to try that experience again so we can get it right. Or sometimes we can just know that we failed, and in addressing that we failed it, we can release. And I feel like this anger or this, it feels like you're, like trappedness to me, like you feel like you're trapped. Is that correct?
Yes. Like people call me and they're sending my condolences, and I'm like, they're kind of surprised at my reaction. I'm not saying, oh, I'm angry. I'm just saying, well, you know, he's in a better place, but I'm not breaking down. Like when my mom passed away, I was bawling for months and months.
Right. Because the attachment to your mother was quite a bit different. What I would do is do some meditation, go into that space and just thank God for your father. Thank God that you had the experiences you did with them. Realize even though they weren't all positive, that they were experiences that made you who you are. And so let's look at you. You know, look at you, and then you know how your parents did. You know that you're a nice person. You know, actually, that you're a great person, and that, you know, you are kind, and the qualities that I feel that I see in you are so genuinely nice that, and you're trying to create or, you know, p- people do perceive that you should be crying or grieving or something. That's not always necessarily true. It's a choice. And so if you choose to honor that your father's in a better place, that, you know, his deeds and everything are for him now to aspire to a new level, and what you experience, now you're able to begin again and be free. So that is your, you can let go of being the trapped. And if you can't let go of being the trapped or the anger, then you need to, like, come to somebody like similar like me or anybody that you feel is competent and get some cords cut. I actually feel like there's two tears on your heart. And to me, they look like little skin tags. And they can be repaired. You know, Archangel Michael can repair them. Or, some people use Raphael. It depends, you know, who's doing the work and stuff. So you might, or you could do it yourself. Like Amy said before to the other person, you can, everybody can do this work. It's a choice. And, but sometimes when we're doing it on ourselves, it's a little bit harder because it's a lot harder to do stuff on yourself. I don't know why that is, but,
I told him the night before, because I spent the night with him. We were doing a vigil. I spent the night with him, and I said, you know, silently to him, I forgive you. I know you did the best you can. You know, thank you for the good things that you did. I don't understand why you did some of the things you did, but I forgive you. And I keep saying I forgive you, but I haven't.
Forgive yourself. I don't think it's him that you have forgiven him. It's you that's, you're not forgiving yourself. You played a part in all of this. And what you need to look at is the part of the forgiveness about yourself. You need to let go of what you need forgiving for. So start forgiving yourself, and you'll see that it will turn around for you. And because we're in...
One other thing I would urge, and our Janine Reagan Sinclair would always bring this forward. There is a Hawaiian prayer. It's called the Ho'oponopono. And if you Google search it, it's basically, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And it really works. It really works two ways. And it's not going to happen it's not going to happen automatically. Just in time, you are going to have a clearer understanding of your father's life on earth, and you know, and how it came to be. And again, a lot of this is forgiving yourself for having the thoughts that you did about this, and for thinking that. That some of his behaviors or reactions or whatever had any, you know, were because of you. And it's just going to take time, and people aren't going to, even if, trust me, when people die, other people will reach out. And, you know, just understand every time, no matter what anybody says to you, you know, about this or that, what advice they give you or whatever they're saying, just in your heart, just know all they're saying is that I love you, I care about you, I love you, I care about you. So if they say, I think you are getting an F in grieving, I think you're the worst griever in the world, all they're really saying is, I love you, I care about you, I love you, I care about you. And just turn each of those things that people reach out, instead of saying, wow, that was awkward, or wow, why did they say that, or I'm offended, or I must be doing something wrong. Just know that all they're saying is, I love you and I care about you. And don't pay much attention to their words, because if their words resonate to you, you're going to understand them. And if they don't resonate to you, it's just not your time. You know, it's not going to make sense. But they're saying something because they do love and care about you. So just no matter what they say, just like translate it and just say they're saying I love you in whatever language they speak. Because it's very, you know, it's just a long, it's just a crazy, grief is so crazy and no one is prepared for it. The more we read about, but I think that you will find a lot. You know, stay close to these rooms. There's blog talk shows around the clock, and you're going to find like-minded people, and you're going to hear people telling a story that's like yours, and you will, you know, find comfort and healing. So,
I very much appreciate your, but I know you have a lot of callers. I feel bad for taking up so much time.
Oh, no. This is important for everybody to hear. Some calls are, I don't want to say that some calls are more important than others, but your call is a very important one because it's something that each of us is going to experience, the loss of a loved one, and relationships are complicated, and they can be, it's just a very, very, you know, it's a very difficult, it's just difficult, and what we're sharing with you is important for, it's important for everyone to hear, and it's important for me to remember, because it wasn't so long ago that I was standing in your shoes, and I just remember how utterly alone I felt, and how it felt like all the people who were talking to me, they sounded like Charlie Brown's parents, like, you know, nothing resonated. But I will say that I found great comfort and support from people who have become my friends but were at the time strangers in these rooms and all these different shows. There's a show, one, if you stay up late at night, I noticed my dear friend Chris, she's in a show called Curious Times. It's on every night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's just an amazing group of people, and the people who you need, you know, the people who, you know, the universe is, the, you know, your guides and your angels are going to put people in your life that are going to carry you through this time. They're just probably going to be people that you least expect, and the people that you most count on for support probably will not give it to you, and it's going to come from places you least expect. And that's not because it's some stranger. It's because it's coming from God. It's because it's coming from God, and He's going to find the people who are going to be able to best help you. And some of them are people that you don't know yet. So, my thoughts are with you, and just know that. The good thing is that only after someone dies, the only part that remains, you know, I love dead, I just love my dead people, because all of them were such assholes when they were alive, and they caused me such misery, they caused me a lot of anguish and pain, and now they love me so much, I cannot even begin to explain it, and to be able to experience that love has healed all the things that that happened in on Earth, but that didn't happen with the flip of a button or the switch or whatever you do. It was a long process. So lean into your guilt, lean into your grief, lean into your feelings, and then know that you're protected. And we'll all be praying for you. So thank you so much for sharing with us. And callers that we got. So, ooh, and I cut her off. Sorry, callers, but sometimes, you know, it's complicated. So anyway, so now we're to area code 240. We have 6 minutes left. How can we help?
I am on my own spiritual path and discovering and coming into my own gifts, and I've been wanting to connect to my spirit guides and my angels, and I was wondering if you could tell me who those are, because I can, you know, if when I'm speaking, I can at least call them by name.
And that's important. I mean, talk to them, because you will get to know them more when you talk to them. But I'm going to clear the energy from the last caller, and Jay, I'm going to let you go.
Okay. I feel like the energy that I get that's around you, and it looks like it's Archangel Gabriel. So he's a communicator. He's saying, go fearlessly. Or are you afraid a little bit?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, he's saying, go fearlessly. Don't be afraid. This is your path. He said, when you create with positive thoughts, you are creating and manifesting your truth. So you know, I see him like he's like hugging you with his wings. I don't know. Do you feel it like on your back?
Not right now. No, I don't feel it now.
Okay. Do you feel the presence when he's there?
Well, I did a meditation last night, and I'm not quite sure who was standing on my left side, but I did, you know, open my eyes like twice because it just felt like someone was standing like right there.
Okay, that I feel like he's saying that he you actually can feel him physically is what it appears to me. So you're going to be a great communicator in your gifts. So, but the thing is what happens is you need to really discuss your guides with your guides yourself. Lots of times we can tell you people's names and. I think now, to begin with, you should use Gabriel. Don't be surprised if in the future it goes to somebody else. Like I started with Melchizedek, and I've gone mm-hmm. to Orion. And, you know, so it can change. And then your personal guides can be family members or people that, you know, are, you know, that which Amy will attest to probably next. Very easily is that because she connects a lot deeper than I do with mediumship, so it's a little bit different level than I mostly work with the angelic realm. So I'm gonna pass it on to Amy and see what she's getting.
Just one question: you said
sure.
to use Gabriel to communicate, period, or to communicate with my spirit guide?
I would start using him. As your guide and to bring in, you know, that consciousness, have him clear out your energy field and have him, I feel like I'm feeling it in the throat chakra too. You might, are you holding back some energy or are you holding back in a situation where you're not communicating your truth? Is it to friends or family?
Oh, not that I know of. I thought I was being pretty vocal.
Okay.
What I'm picking up on is that I don't mean to interrupt, but we have 2 minutes left.
No.
So just continue, you know, meditation is a wonderful tool and we cannot meditate enough, but I can't also express how important it is to talk to our guides like we talk to our friends, like we talk on the phone. So I urge you, like when you're in the car or when you're alone or, you know, wherever you have some privacy so people are not going to think you're crazy, talk to your Gabriel, perfect place to start, because we have so many guides and sometimes our guides, different guides come in at different particular points in our life. But, you know, Reverend Jay picked up on Gabriel, and we know that all of our deceased loved ones are always there. So that would be a perfect place to start. Just talk to them, like when you're in the car, not meditate. Just talk to them, and the conversations and the things that you, if you just talk what's in your head, if you just talk what, and that's where that block I feel is coming from. If you just talk where what is in your head out. You'll be able to better identify based on what you're talking about and how you're talking, who you're talking to, and it's going to just, continue to reveal itself, and that's really just what I would urge you to do, because it's going to be right there. And a lot of times when we're in meditation, I think we spend too much time in meditation in receiving mode and not realizing how much we receive, how much information we receive when we talk. I mean, I always joke that I can't even listen unless my mouth's moving. And I think that's the way a lot of us learn and experience things, is by talking. So to the extent that you can actually have conversations with these people when, you know, you've got some privacy, I think a lot of it will reveal itself. And the different relationships will reveal itself and who helps you with what and different things like that. So now we only have 17 seconds. Next week I will make sure the show is an hour and a half long. For those of you who stayed patiently in queue, I'm sorry, we do the best we can, but then sometimes spirit just needs us to say certain things.
So, Jay, I'm thrilled, and thanks for all the information you provided. And everybody, we'll see you all next week. Thank you so much for joining us.
Bye.